Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Bill Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
Bill Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Our phone number works. And our website works. PhilHenryShow.com. If you go to that, you'll see some things that might be interesting. And then again, they might not be. We've got a pretty good archive section on our website. If there are shows that you missed or there are some characters that you would like to be brought up to speed on, check out PhilHenryShow.com. We're also selling our Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, and we're selling it via our website. So if you go there, you can purchase the Phil Henry Show Best of Our Show 99 CD. All of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Los Angeles. And this is an organization that helps kids from all over the country that come to L.A. in search of fame and glory and a movie contract. And before they get all of that, they have to eat out of a garbage can and live in the street. I don't know what happens. Something goes wrong. And they ain't no movie, man. They're living in a tunnel someplace. So my friend's place is a place where they can go and get cleaned up. There is AIDS testing available to them. There is job counseling available to them. They have the use of computers. They have the use of a telephone. There is some rudimentary medical services that can be provided. And they are able to place some kids in jobs. And they really just pick a lot of kids up off the street and turn their lives around. We're very happy to be associated with them, and we have been for the last 3 years. And with the sale of the Best of the Henry Show 99 CD, we hope to increase even more so the amount of money that we've raised for them over the last couple of years. So go over to our website, PhilHenryShow.com, pick up the CD, and after the first of the year, we're going to have another signing. The other night, we were at GameWorks at the Block at Orange, and we raised about $8,000, had a tremendous crowd. In fact, the crowd was so big, I'm surprised we didn't make more money. I mean, a lot of people just walking up wanting autographs. Was that it? Yeah, those three geeks that walked up with them wanted me to sign their T-shirts. I don't think those guys bought one stinking CD, those guys. So anyway, we'll see you out there. Come on out, get an autograph. Don't buy a CD. 1-800-449-8686. In an article for Science in America, our next guest is Jim Sadler, and he's written an article for this month's issue of Science in America. And he basically outlines in the article the 21st century is not going to begin on Saturday. Let me just repeat that. That Jim Sadler, who is sort of a part-time historian and amateur astronomer, and has written this article for Science in America, and he says the 21st century is not going to begin on Saturday, but will not begin for another year. And we want to talk to him. We have on the line this evening from Santa Barbara, California. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing good, Phil.
What is this about?
The article?
Yeah, what is your article about? So the 21st century is what? It's not going to begin till when?
Well, let me, Phil, begin by saying that I wanted, if I could, I would love for you to take 100, say 99 pennies, and lay them out on a tabletop. It's a very easy thing to do. People at home can do this. You take 99 pennies and lay it on a tabletop.
All right.
What have you got?
I got 99 pennies.
You have 99 cents. Do you have a dollar? Is the question. Do you have a dollar?
No, I have 99 cents.
And so it is with a century. You don't have 99 years in a century. You have 100 years in a century. And when I decided to write the article for Science in America, and they had been, they wanted to retain me for a couple of looks at the 21st century and scientific developments in the 21st century, I said, I want to do something different. And they said, all right, what do you want to do? I said, I want to look at the century past, and I want to look at it from the standpoint of whether or not the millennium is turning on the 1st of January this coming weekend, or whether or not it would be turning in a year.
And all right, this is a little confusing. What are you saying? Are you saying that the century, the 21st century, won't begin for another year?
That is right. And I went to my editors at Science in America, and I told them what I wanted to do. And, of course, they were very confused. They didn't know what I was saying. And I suddenly found out, through my own sort of cursory exploration, that people were not aware of the fact that the century doesn't end this coming Saturday, but it won't end for another year. And I do some lecturing at a junior college up here in Santa Barbara, Phil, and I would present this to the teachers and a lot of the students. And so what I found out from my investigations and a lot of my different travels and discussions was that most people still believe that the century ends on Friday, okay, and that the millennium ends on Friday, and that the millennium doesn't end in a year. And I went to my editors at Science in America, and I tried to lay this out to them. They didn't quite understand, but I said, let me write an article about it anyway. So that's what came of our article, Science in America, and the title of the article is Millennium, When Millennium.
And all right, so you're saying what? You're saying that the century... and the millennium will not end when?
They will not end until the end of the year 2000, not the end of the year 1999. And this is a theory that I've been toying with for about 6 or 7 months when Science in America contacted me and they wanted me to write the article. And I said, well, you know, I'd like to do something a little different. And they said, what do you got in mind? And I said, well, take a look at this. You know, the fact is the millennium and the century won't end until the end of 2000 because you got to have 100, let's just say the century, okay? Okay, Phil? Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm having a hard time. You want to say what?
Let's just say we're talking about the century. Let's say that we're not talking about the millennium, okay? Okay?
So we're talking about what?
We're talking about the millennium. We're talking about the century ending, okay? Okay, Phil?
Yeah, okay, all right. So we're only talking about the century.
Right. So you got to have 100 years in a century. You can't have 99. The century doesn't end until the end of the year 2000. And I told this to Wayne Bryce, who's the managing editor over at Science in America, and he kind of looked at me and he said, you know, you got something there. I'm not sure what it is you got, but you've got something there. And I'd like to, let's go for it. Let's take a chance. Let's go for it. Let's write the article and see what happens. So I said, all right, you know, it's your money. And since I've written the article, it's raised a lot of eyebrows. You know, it's got a lot of people talking. I'm very gratified.
So you're saying that the century won't end until the end of the year 2000. Is that right?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, how come people say it's going to end now?
I don't know. But since I published my article, there's a lot of people calling, and I've gotten a lot of emails, a lot of them very, very gracious and very complimentary as to my article, and I got a lot of people talking about it. They are flipping out. So, you know, hold your horses, people, because the turn of the century may not be coming for another year.
All right, Jim Sadler is with us, astronomer, historian, has written a few articles for a variety of magazines, science magazines, written one for Science in America called Millennium, What Millennium? And in it, he goes on to say that the century doesn't end at the end of the year 1999. It ends at the end of the year 2000. Wow, I've never heard that.
I don't know. It's very original. Very original. And I'm the only one that's talked about it. As amazing as that sounds, I can't believe how stupid some people are, you know, especially the guys in the scientific community. And I've been talking about this for 6 months. And these people, you know, they're really stupid that they don't talk about it.
All right. We'll be back with Jim Sadler. We're going to talk a little bit more with him about this whole concept of there being like 100 years in a century. And it's pretty weird. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jim Sadler with us, has authored the article Millennium, What Millennium for Science in America. In it, he basically outlines that we shouldn't be celebrating the end of the century this coming Friday night. We should be celebrating it in another year because the century doesn't end. Get this, the century doesn't end until the end of the year 2000. Wow, Jim.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, I was thinking about it, and the millennium will end, but not the century. I mean, the century and the millennium don't end. Both of them end next year.
Both of them.
Right.
So we're screwing up, huh?
We're going to look. I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of people with their shorts done around their ankles on this coming Friday night. There's going to be a lot of people with their shorts around their ankles because most people think they're going to be celebrating the end of the 20th century and the beginning of the 21st century. And there's going to be a lot of people with their shorts down around their ankles on this one because it just isn't so. Okay? Okay, Phil?
Yeah, I'm thinking about what you're saying, and it's, you know...
There are going to be a lot of people with their shorts down around their ankles.
All right, let's go to Mint Hill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it's a pretty well-known idea that the millennium or the century doesn't end until the year 2001. I mean, it's just that...
The information's being disseminated now. But there's a lot of people out there that didn't know that until we published our article.
Well, yeah, it's been out, and
what do you mean it's been out?
I mean people have known about it.
People know about it? You know how many people are going to be in Times Square, and all of these people are going to be standing around with their shorts down around their ankles, thinking it's the end of the 20th century.
You know what I'm saying? I think that the big deal about it is that, I mean. When,
but it wasn't the,
well, where did you hear about it, ma'am? Well,
actually, I have a lot of younger brothers and sisters, and I heard about it on Nickelodeon, and they were talking about this history, and this is what they said. They said,
Dr. Sadler?
I dropped the phone on that one.
Yeah.
Hold the phone. Let me just explain to the lady who I am. My name is Jim Sadler. I've contributed scientific articles to a variety of magazines, Science in America most recently. Okay. And I got to tell you something, all right? You're telling me that you heard this on Nickelodeon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did.
I got to throw the flag on that right there.
Yeah.
What do you mean, throw the flag on it?
Well, the fact is, I was the first one to, to talk about this. That hurts.
Well, I mean,
it just hurts. That's all I wanted to say. I mean, I know it's not your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying that it hurts deep inside that a kid with green slime on his head, is telling me something that I've already written about.
Well, I just...
What do you mean green slime?
You know that show where they dump green crap all over you? On Nickel, you know the one I'm talking about, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
That's the one.
That shows, actually. But I'm just telling you that a lot of people know about it, and I just wanted you to know that,
Well, how did a lot of people... You wrote your article. When did your article appear?
My article appeared back in June. Okay, so it's possible that Nickelodeon, got their information from me.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, that's a good one. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
No problem.
Here is Norwalk on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Yeah,
hi.
I just wanted to congratulate this guy for actually being smart enough to figure this out. All these people this year are celebrating, saying, "Oh, it's the millennium." It's not the year. It's not till next year. Think about it.
I know. And I wrote the odd one. Are you telling me you figured it out?
Yeah, I can actually figure out an easy way to explain it.
You figured it out before you read my article?
I didn't figure it out. Actually, my friend did.
Did your friend read my article?
No, I didn't read your article.
All right, so you're telling me that your friend figured it out before, independent of my article?
How about I stroke your ego? My friend read your article. How's that?
Oh, well, now you're patronizing me. You're patronizing.
Probably.
Yeah, you're patronizing
me. I'm just saying that you actually figured it out.
You figured this out, ma'am?
My friend did.
How did your friend figure it out?
I don't know how he figured it out. All I know is I caught him in the middle of an argument. and he was trying to explain this to people. And I tried to explain it to people. Nobody gets it.
Well, first of all, it's a tough one for people to get, all right?
No, it's not.
You're frustrated,
no, if you explain it correctly, it's not tough.
Then why aren't more people getting it?
Maybe because you're not explaining it right.
You said that you were surprised more people didn't get it.
Exactly.
So even you must admit it's difficult for people to get.
No, people want to believe what they want to believe.
My article explains it, I think, the best way you can. My article says it very simply. 99 pennies makes 99 cents. 100 pennies makes a dollar.
Yeah.
99 years do not make a century. 100 years makes a century.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's the best way to explain it.
Okay.
All right, well, how did your friend explain it?
He explained it that there's a year 1 BC, there's a year 1 AD, there's zero. So if you add one...
No, that's too... You can't do it that way.
Yeah, it's too easy.
All right,
have a penny to
you. Not too easy. It's just, you know... Read my article.
Read your article.
Right. It's in Science in America.
Why should I read it? I believe you already.
No, but it'll help you explain it to people.
Okay.
All right. And
you're doing a really good job of explaining it yourself?
I got an article in a magazine. Do you?
Yeah, but hello, how many people are following you?
At least more people than are listening to you at a beer bash in somebody's backyard, you know? I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to put it that way. But,
well, that was very insulting.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put it that way, but she's standing under a tree smoking a joint with four or five of her friends. I got an article in a magazine.
Yes, and you're practically unheard of, I'm sure. I don't know of you. Your theory is not known.
What is your name?
My name?
Yeah.
My name is Stacy.
Oh, I've heard of Stacy. Yeah.
Really?
I've read all your books. Get out of here.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Get out of here.
Okay.
At least I've been published in America.
All right, well, don't get into an argument about who's heard of who. Stacy's talking to her friends about it. You wrote your article. People will get it or they won't, depending upon their level of intelligence. That's what I'm figuring here, Stacy. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Exactly.
Well, I think you're both full of crap.
Great. I'm full of crap. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Phil Henry Show. Dr. Sadler on the line with us.
Gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30 mil pies. Oh, y también green card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. And Jim Sadler with us, who has written the article for Science in America. Not Scientific American, by the way. There's been some confusion. It's another periodical called Science in America. And it's called Millennium What Millennium. And he proposes that the century doesn't end this year, but in fact will end next year. And so all of the celebration about going into the 21st century this year is essentially... premature. How was this article received in the scientific community, Jim?
Well, you know, it was not received well. You have an awful lot. Let me tell you something about the scientific community. There are a lot of prima donnas, who all want to believe that they were Johnny on the spot with the next therapy or the next modality or the next concept, historical, philosophical, or otherwise. And so anytime you come forward with a thought or a concept, a theorem, that sort of challenges people, they get a little bit upset. So I would say the scientific community, although we did have some very good support from the University of Indiana and John Bradford there, and his research staff been tremendous in supporting our theories. But I would say that when the article came out, it was roundly, a lot of people sort of shrugged their shoulders. And
did they not like it? Were you a pariah?
Well, a lot of people sort of just, they wanted to ignore it more than anything else. They want to pretend like it didn't exist. And, you know, you could go to meetings and say, well, I wrote the article, Millennium, what Millennium, in the Science in America, and say, oh, what article is that? And you know that they're lying through their teeth because they're jealous. They're basically jealous. So
All right, well, let's get to some more phone calls. Jim Sadler, author of Millennium, What Millennium? In Science in America. San Antonio, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just got to tell you, man, I can't believe where you're coming from. I mean, you've got probably any second grader that knows how to count from 1 to 100. That's a century. I mean,
oh, really?
Well, sure, why not?
Okay. Then if anybody... So,
I mean, I,
you know, you're making me laugh. So, what are you saying?
Well, I'm telling you that I knew this 2 years ago. I mean, you can sit around any group of people and be able to tell them, hey, you know, this isn't the millennium. It all got pushed by the media.
So, the gentleman in San Antonio, you are saying that this is what? You're saying it's common knowledge?
Sure. Sure. Why
that's
not? I mean,
dead wrong. That is dead wrong.
Well, it's all been pushed by the media. The media got out there and started with the millennium, and then by that time it became a commercial game, and then everybody jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, but for
but
you to sit there...
The rest of us actually graduated from any kind of school knows that, hey, it takes 100 to make a century.
For you to sit there and tell me, my article appeared in Science in America in June of this year.
Oh, come on, man.
What are you trying to say? We
talked about this 2 years ago.
You're telling me that
a group of friends. Yeah, I mean, it's you're kind of like saying, well, gee, you know, just because an apple falls from the tree, okay, now, oh, that's gravity. Well, shoot, yeah, it's gravity. Now it's understood, but you got to understand.
Wait a minute. It's easy for you to call up after I've been on the air talking about this.
I've talked about this with people and argued with them. Every time somebody came up and said something about millennium, I said, hey, it's not until next year.
You're claiming that the
coming year, but the year after that.
I want you to be very careful now, because we're getting into some areas of copyright infringement and libel.
Oh, come on.
I want you to be careful. I want you to very clearly say to me, are you telling me that you knew that the end of the century was not this year, but next year, before my article came out?
Oh, man, come on. This has got to be a joke.
No, I'm asking you very seriously. Are you telling me that?
Okay, I'm telling you very seriously that, look, you're going to actually have the century up as of the end of next year.
And you thought of this when?
Oh, a couple years ago when everybody started talking about the millennium.
Okay, that's good. All right, Phil, what I want to say is this. It's really easy, after I've been on the air talking to you about this, to call in and say, oh, I had the idea already.
I could bona fide with friends, neighbors, whoever, that for at least the last year, when people come
what about the millennium?
This is the host, sir.
Do you have anybody in the car with you now who might have been discussed this with you before?
Oh, no.
You're by yourself?
I'm coming home from an A&M Penn game.
Yeah.
That they got waxed pretty good, so I'm just listening to the show.
Texas A&M and Penn State?
Yeah.
What was that for? Was that the...
It was the Sylvania Alamo Bowl.
Oh, it was the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah.
Where was that game played? In El Paso? Or
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Big San Antonio.
Well,
walk.
Hey, it's a good town, San Antonio. It's a great town.
Let's get back to the point here. The point that we're trying to make is, if you can verify by having one of your friends call, or how far are you from home right now?
Oh, I'm a long way from home. I'm like miles. I'm sitting out in the middle of a pasture. I could talk to a cow or something.
I'm going to say what I said before. You could probably paw
on the ground and tell me that it's going to be up.
I'm going to say what I said before. It's really easy for you to call in and say that you thought of this before.
What do you mean it's easy?
You called in.
I tell you what.
Hold on for a minute, just so people who are tuning in know what we're talking about. Dr. Sadler wrote an article for Science in America saying that the millennium, the century, didn't end on Friday, but in point of fact, the century would end at the end of the year 2000. This gentleman, who's called from San Antonio, and I have to say, Doctor, many other callers have said they already knew that.
And I'm saying that's a lie.
Well, you're saying it's a lie.
Yes, I am.
I cannot fathom
that
somebody can tell us that, hey, like, we're not smart enough to figure it out.
Okay, how come everybody's celebrating the end of the century Friday night?
I just told you.
Explain that.
It's a media game that's already had enough commercial hype to it, and of course, with the Y2K being pushed right in behind it, it's perfect. It's perfect. perfect, man.
This is my article, and you're trying to come in and tell me.
All right, I'm going to let the gentleman go. Thank you for your call this evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to, you know.
No, he's coming in. He heard me on the air talking about this was my idea. I put it forth initially at a series of Y2K seminars in the Northwest that, hey, the millennium doesn't start and the new century doesn't start until 2001. Okay, Phil?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I put in my article, now people calling up and saying they had the idea? You know, that really pisses me off. And it just says. It just does.
All right, let's go to some more phone calls, see what other people are saying about this concept that the century doesn't end this year, but next year. Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I got a couple of points, first of which is that, I can sit here and tell you that I knew long ago that, in fact, it was going to happen as well. But
again, we
can argue back and forth, and neither one of us can verify with any level of certainty that, in fact, we had the initial idea that the millennium ends, in fact, at the end of the year 2000. But what I will suggest, if you go to, I got a couple of different websites for you that, in fact, with certainty, state this, before 6 months ago, go to the U.S. Naval Observatory website, okay? The official timekeepers of the United States of America.
Well, that's a government site, so you're getting what you pay for there. That's a government site.
Well, okay. I assume that's probably who you set your clocks by and who most people in the world set their clocks
by.
The point is that has been out longer than 6 months. There's also a radio talk show host here in Atlanta, an intelligent guy who's had it on his website for a heck of a lot longer than 6 months.
Now, who is
his
that?
His name's Neil Bortz, B-O-O-R-T-Z.
Oh, that ass. Oh, he
lied.
That ass has lied about so many things, it's not even funny.
Well, no, look, you can talk
about wait a second. What do you mean he lies about it?
Neil Bortz is a clown. He's been clowning around for about 6 months on this one.
Okay, well, that's...
Clowning around?
Yeah.
The question is, does, in fact, someone else... Has someone else made the point that the millennium ends after the year 2000? And in fact, they have. But the bigger issue is this. So what? I mean, so what? So people in Times Square are going to be celebrating the new millennium when, in fact, it's not a reality, or celebrating the end of the century when, in fact, the century hasn't ended. Who cares? What does it matter? I mean, you're arguing...
Well, you're just trying to make me look bad. I don't want anybody stealing my idea. That's all there is to it.
Well, a guy just said that the United States government and a whole lot of other people have had it up on their sites, so I don't know how...
Yeah, and there's such a thing as stealing. This guy Bortz, the U.S. government, they're all the same asshole.
We don't have to get personal that way. What we're saying is that there are people saying they already knew that the century didn't end this Friday, that it ended next year as well. Here's Medford, Oregon. Hello.
Hi. I've been listening to this, and I kind of wonder, like the last caller, what's the point?
I'm letting people know that the century doesn't end on Friday.
Okay, and I totally understand your point. You know, the end of the 100 years will be actually at the end of next year. It makes perfect sense.
After I explained it.
No, I mean it's exactly the same
After I explained it to you, yeah.
Well, let me explain something to you then, and give me the same courtesy. It's the same concept as that when the century does end, and we're starting the 21st century, not the 20th, it's because that we had to account from year 0 to year 100 that counted as a century.
I know.
It's exactly the same thing. It's just a matter of how logical
I was already writing
of a thinker
it.
That you are.
I already wrote about it. So I already know. And after I explained it, then you get it.
Okay. No, it's been a topic of conversation in other conversations before we've ever found this radio station.
But it doesn't
matter. Why does it matter?
Because a lot of people don't know. Because most people didn't know until I wrote my article. That's why it matters.
But time is still going, and it doesn't matter, year is.
Then why are we wasting all of the money on this New Year's Eve when it should be a year from now? There's a lot of money being spent And a lot of people are going to be caught with their pants down around their ankles when they find out that it isn't the end of the 20th century Friday night, that it's there's another year. And the broadcast and Dick Clark Productions, which produces a major show at the New York Times Square every year, Dick Clark, one of the most respected entertainers in America, is going to be caught with his pants down around his ankles because he didn't know that the century is not ending for another year. And that's why
I
wrote the article.
I really don't think that Dick Clark cares. And either they spend the money this year or they spend the money next year. It's another New Year's. They spend millions of dollars every New Year's.
I'll tell you what, he's going to care when he gets caught with egg on his face. He'll be there with egg on his face.
Well, I hate to tell you, but nobody else cares either.
Ma'am, when he says, when Dick Clark says it's the 21st century and it's not, he's going to look like a major ass.
Oh. I think you're the one that's ending up looking like an ass for arguing a point that's so mute it's ridiculous.
Mute?
Yes, it is.
When Dick Clark says, welcome to the 21st century, whose pants are going to be down around his ankles?
Who cares?
Not me, Dick Clark.
Who cares?
Dick Clark will care.
Hopefully mine are in celebration.
Dick. I have no comment on that, Phil. I will say that Dick Clark is going to care.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I tend to agree with the lady in Oregon.
Well, you know something? I've listened to your program before, and you do take a contrary point of view from the guest. And
sir, I am not taking it on for gratuitous reasons. I'm listening to what everybody's saying. It doesn't seem to be such a big deal.
Dick Clark and a lot of people who put a lot of money into New Year's celebrations are going to be standing there bent over, okay, waiting to take it because they missed out on what the new century really is.
I don't think, like the lady said, they're going to give a crap. Honest to God. Thank you for your call, ma'am.
Thank you.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Show at 1-800-449-8686. Jim Sadler, a frequent guest on our show, has written an article for Science in America. Now, the article essentially says that the century ends not this year but next year. You have made the point that there's going to be a lot of people, and I'm quoting you, with their pants down around their... it's very funny. With their pants down around their ankles...
You know, if, let me interrupt, Phil. You think it's funny? Do you think it's funny if you are a major entertainer like Barbara Streisand and you're standing on stage in Las Vegas, as she will be this Friday night, and says, Happy New Year, welcome in the 21st century, and it's not the 21st century. You think it's funny that Barbara Streisand's going to be standing there taking it in the shorts? Do you think it'll be funny for Dick Clark to be taking it up the shorts? Do you think Will Smith is going to be laughing when he takes it square up the shorts and someone tells him that, hey, Will, guess what? It's not the 21st century, you asshole. How do you think he's going to be laughing?
I think you're being very dramatic. I think...
Well, okay, you can say that I'm being very dramatic, but you know, you're not Will Smith. Last time I checked, you're not Barbara Streisand. Last time I checked, you're not, Dick Clark or anybody else like that. Yeah, you're not going to be the one standing around with your pants dangling around your ankles. Last time I checked, you know, you don't have an album called, Millennium or anything like that. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, guess who I am? I am Phil Henry, and on New Year's Eve, we're going to have some people here at our radio station and radio stations across our network on New Year's Eve. They will be doing their Millennium Countdown, okay?
And all of them are going to have their shorts twisted around their ankles, and they'll be shuffling out of the bathroom. I can guarantee you that.
All right, let me go to another call. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Am I on air?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I wanted to mention that I don't normally call talk shows, but I was been itching to get on because I couldn't believe that this gentleman thinks that he's the one who revealed this idea that the millennium doesn't end.
Well,
6 months. Hey, I heard about
who
it
else have you
years
been,
ago.
Who else have you been hearing talking about it?
Excuse me. I've heard about it either on radio or on TV several years ago. Nobody's
had the guts to talk about it.
And it's the new millennium. They take it as a new millennium or century in a symbolic sense. Like we think about the 90s as a new decade or the 80s.
Right, after you heard me talking about it.
But it has been. You weren't by any means the first one to think about it.
After you heard me talking about it.
Oh, no, I heard about it several years ago.
Oh, you know, I've been hearing this all night. I heard about it several years ago. If you heard about it several years ago, why didn't you tell people?
Come on. I mean, when I heard about it, you take it for granted that it's well-known. I mean, this is not...
Well-known? You're taking it for granted it's well-known?
You make it sound like you...
Well, you think
you reinvented the wheel or something. This is not the theory of relativity. It's such a basic math.
If it's so basic...
I'm sure millions and millions who are non-math majors knew about it.
If it's so basic, why is Barbara Streisand doing a concert this weekend if it's so basic?
People take it as a new millennium in a symbolic sense.
Right.
It's a round number.
Right.
Just like we celebrate the 90s or the 80s.
What's she going to do when she finds out that it's not the new millennium?
And then, year later, you know.
Well, what do you think she's going to do when she finds out it's not the new millennium?
I don't think they make such a big deal out of it. I think it's mostly it's a symbolic. 2000 is such a round number. 2001 it does not sound as a round number. So
she's going to have a pants down around her ankles.
I don't think they make such a big deal out of it.
Well, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
And the fact that I've heard about it several years ago makes me just amazed that you're under the illusion that you're the first one who came up with it. I'm sure.
I wrote an article about it. I first presented it to a historical research group at the University of Indiana in March of this year. I had some of the most distinguished historians in America rise to their feet and applaud me after my presentation. And now you're telling me that...
You got a standing ovation?
What?
You said you got a standing ovation at...
At the University of Indiana, yeah. After I told them the millennium doesn't end this year, it ends next year. They stood on their feet and applauded me.
Maybe they were making fun of you.
I beg your pardon?
Maybe they were mocking you.
No, I don't think so. So I don't know what this guy's talking about.
No, I'm saying probably most people, I haven't thought about it. I haven't even, it wasn't something that I concentrated on. But when I heard it was immediate. Several years ago, it was obvious that.
Right.
And, I mean, you have a better than average brain on your head, but you weren't the first one to think about it. I mean, I'm sure millions around the world have known about it.
Well, they hadn't heard about it. And a lot of people are writing me letters saying, you know, I never knew it until you did your article. And there are a lot of people who are, you know, I mean, what, you know. They're celebrating the end of the century tomorrow, or Friday night. So what are you talking about?
And
you know, Phil?
Okay, that was several years ago. And also
Phil?
last night.
Right.
Another talk radio when somebody pointed it out that because it's a round number.
No.
Are drawn to it.
Well, a lot of people are calling us.
We must have known it for...
You heard about this, right, sir?
Yeah, he heard about it after I talked about it.
No, I heard about it several years ago.
Yes, you did.
Several years ago, I heard
about
it.
Didn't.
Radio or TV, I don't like to specify.
It might have been my
radio because I don't
know. I came up with it. I came up with the idea.
6 months ago.
No, bull crap.
Oh, no.
No, I swear to God.